This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The trial of the former Mesa County clerk continues this week in Grand Junction. Tina Peters is accused of stealing someone's identity and using it to tamper with her county's voting machines in search of fraud. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
The prosecution has already brought forward Gerald Wood, the man at the center of the identity theft allegations. Wood said he had nothing to do with Tina Peters' plan in 2021, and she used his identity to facilitate taking pictures of her county's voting machines during a secure software update and leak information. Peters says she's innocent and was just trying to back up data. Colorado's Republican Party has asked people to pray for her acquittal and set up a virtual and in-person prayer vigils this week, along with online donations for Peters' legal fund. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
The state is putting more money into investigating illegal gun ownership. The $1.7 million infusion will beef up a team at the Colorado Bureau of Investigations that looks into things like ghost guns, straw purchases, and people with felony records who try to buy weapons. Residents of Denver may soon see fewer gas stations in their neighborhoods. City councilors are considering a bill to restrict the development of gas stations to improve the walkability of residential areas. City Council member Amanda Sawyer says the goal is to promote housing and small businesses over development that prioritizes cars.
What we hear from our residents are that people want to see local businesses in their neighborhoods and places that they can gather and be together.
Under the bill, new gas stations would have to be located a certain distance away from existing gas stations and public transit. The Denver City Council will take up the plan in the fall. Denver and Colorado Springs back in the 90s this afternoon and staying hot tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.